the chicken. The regular old chicken evolved from Southeast Asian red jungle fowl. It was domesticated about 4,000 years ago. Now, chicken is one of the most common meats in the world. People all over the globe keep the bird for their eggs, too. You can find chickens in big commercial farms and small rural villages and in the backyards of urban homes, including the one where commentator Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California.
My two youngest chickens are outside now, looking almost like cartoon versions of themselves because they are teenagers. They are 6 months old, which is adolescence for them. They are my daughter Rosette's chickens. Her dad brought them when they were 1 day old for her, but really, they like to hang out with me. They know I am patient and will always turn over rocks and bricks so they can find the bugs underneath. They have eaten nearly every insect in the back garden, which means the roses and blackberry vines and lavender are bigger than ever. I didn't know I would like the chickens. I have hated some of the other chickens my ex-husband brought. One white leghorn always ate her own eggs. We considered that infanticide, which then led to a discussion among my daughters about why it was okay for us to eat the eggs, but not her. We gave her to Mrs. Walker, who never keeps a chicken past Sunday dinner. That's the thing about the chickens. They remind me, while I'm writing a novel about slavery and motherhood, about what women did to survive in the past. All those phrases that come from chickens and women, like egg money, women often got to keep it, don't put all your eggs in one basket while taking them to market to sell, and waking up with the chickens, it sure is heck early when they start making noise. When I feed them, scattering cracked corn, I realize my hand makes a movement millions of other hands have made and are making now in rural counties and countries everywhere in the morning. It's a strange connection. Of course, I can't believe I fell in love with chickens during the years of avian flu, and I have already gone to a lecture on migratory birds and possible transmission routes. And I can't believe these two chickens are good company. They follow me around the yard the way my children used to when they were small. The chickens run up to me with great joy when I enter the backyard. And when I sit on a bench, they keep coming back to my feet to make sure I'm still here, the way my children used to. Then I get up and move rocks or plants or pots aside for the chickens so they can find insects. The other day, they saved me from possible death. I turned over some old truck toys and bulldozers that we keep for visitors, and two huge black widows came out, their red hourglass markings vivid. Those chickens snapped up the spiders, and I watched in horror for a moment to see what would happen. Nothing. They just looked for more. I wondered what in the world a black widow tasted like. Apparently, it was good, because they followed me excitedly as I emptied a wash tub of firewood, and they got a few more. I have killed countless black widows in my yard over these 18 years, but I'm glad to have murderous company. And glad they lay eggs and remind me of how the world sometimes remains exactly the same.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California. Her new novel is A Million Nightingales.